Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How's Josh McDaniels on Ramondre Stevenson? Which, I am nervous about the fumble coming back, Keith.
Yeah, you really are.
Is that something
Good
you
Lord, can, no, you're putting it out there now.
Is that something
now
you can
blame
bet?
You when it happens?
Is that, yeah, well, probably. Why would you blame me?
I'm blaming you because nobody else is talking about it.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you give me credit?
It was flying under the radar.
Why wouldn't you give me credit
blame.
For
see,
why
Full
you,
blame.
Why wouldn't you give me credit for seeing the board and seeing that there was a fumble there?
Because I don't care for that.
Everybody else is like, hey, good for you. He's turned it all around. Fumbles are gone.
He has.
Oh, he's player of the week. Oh,
he was player of the week.
He's a perfect example for everybody else on the team. Yeah, until he gags another fumble up. Like, I'm terrified of that.
It would be you to see the board in a negative way.
Yeah, right. It was he fumbled in week 5.
Let me tell you.
There's been a lot of bets that have fumbled
the
more
way
recently.
The way my bets are going, thank God I no bet Ole Miss last
Good
night.
No
way,
bet.
The way my bets have been going in early 2026, he'll never fumble again.
He might based on the
way
my rock.
Based on the way I'm seeing the board
Maybe
right
he's
now.
Got a new way of holding the ball or something. New gloves. I don't know what it is. But
perhaps.
He's held onto the rock very nicely. So you're basically predicting a fumble now, and I won't stand for it.
It's the kind of thing you can't bet. I don't believe you can bet a Ramondre Stevenson. You can bet picks. I don't believe you can bet fumbles.
Yeah, you can definitely bet interceptions.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good bet most days. The quarterback, they'll throw it in there. They'll throw you a pick. A
little Herbert May parlay?
Yeah, a couple picks. Yeah, now some good secondary.
Now he's putting bad stuff out of the
Herbert
atmosphere.
Pick's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
All right, we were updating Mark Daniels on who is at and not at practice. He said the Patriots are missing Travion Henderson.
I don't love that.
I've been scrolling around.
Is he the only one saying that, though?
Well, I don't want to say he's the only one, but like I'm looking at some of the other names. Oh, here you go. Cadlick said it as well. Okay, good. I thought it was like one person saying it. I didn't see Reese tweet it. I didn't see Phil tweet it.
Oh,
so
boy.
I was like, where are these other people saying it? But a couple people are saying, no, Travion Henderson. He wasn't on the injury report, so is he away from the team for a personal reason? Is it an illness? Like I mean, I don't want to have anything bad personally going on with him, but you hope it's something where it wouldn't affect him on Sunday and there wasn't a setback for Kayshawn Booty. To me, yesterday when he was injured at practice, I'd be more nervous about that. And it sounds like he's present and out there today. I'd be more nervous about a midweek Thursday downgrade than a guy who all of a sudden just isn't there. But we'll continue to monitor that.
That's true. And I mean, and with, you know, just the illness or whatever it is going around through the locker room, I mean, I guess it's bound to pop up, or like you just don't want him around anybody if he also caught sick. So whatever, we'll have to monitor that. Because he's also, like, the second half of the season, that guy's been super important.
Well, and we to stick with the over-unders here for a moment, at last check, and I don't know if these have been refreshed since then.
Yeah, he was on the board.
Yeah. Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson were both on the board, and Travion Henderson is expected to be the lead dog, 54 yards, over-under, 53.5, and Stevenson at 57.5. So, and at last check, Chargers guys weren't even on the board because Hampton hasn't been practicing, and I don't think they know exactly how to place that. And I think that's significant for this game this weekend. As we were saying going into break, may need some help. If those are the numbers, you're getting 90-ish yards out of those two, Henderson and Stevenson, I think that's enough. That's what I'm talking about.
Because then you figure Drake May is going to put you over the top, so you're going to run for like 100-something yards, and I think that's fine. And it goes back to your thing. Like if you're not turning it over, if it's like 100 yards rushing, they get in the end zone with that and they hold on to the ball, I think that's plenty. Because also we were looking at the over-unders where Drake Maye's maybe somewhere around like 250 yards passing. I think that's plenty. Like, they should win this game. I don't think they need to score 31 points to win. Right? Like, they score in the 20s, I think they win. High 20s.
Yeah, what's the number? Think?
Well, the over-under is like 45 and a half.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what do you think the Patriots need to get to?
Oh, 24?
Yeah.
Don't you think the Chargers, I mean, they might give up three touchdowns or two touchdowns, two field goals or somewhere in there.
Yeah.
They're not going to shut down the Chargers, I don't think, but I don't think it's going to be like a Rob Ninkovich 42-10.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is what he said.
He did.
And yet, if they lose, he's still okay with it. No problem.
Well.
So, no, to feel like really confident, high 20s, but yeah, something like 24 and a half, 25 points, that should be a good spot to get to get there.
Yeah.
Okay. So other over-unders in this game. You just mentioned the passing yards. So Drake Maye's at 242.5. Herbert's at 225.5. And look, we also know Vegas is picking the Patriots, or these sports apps are picking the Patriots. So obviously, if it goes the way they're forecasting, I feel pretty good about this. The one thing I would spin, and it's hard to really know about it because at last check, Hampton was off the board, but Herbert at 225. Is that because they don't think the offense is going to do a lot, or is he only going to throw for 225 because they don't need to lean on him to throw a ton?
I think it's probably has to do with the offensive line that's bad. He's been sacked 54 times in 16 games, and the Patriots' secondary is pretty good, and none of his receivers have had like great years. They've all had kind of fine years, and all their numbers are all super low. And I know that's all related to each other, but I just don't think I would expect like a monster passing game from Justin Herbert. I'm trying to see what his numbers were for this season as far as like individual games, because remember what a big deal it was about Drake Maye and the 300 yards?
Yep.
So he threw 300, actually three or four times this year.
Do you do it late against the Cowboys?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because he had one monster game against the Cowboys, right?
Exactly 300 against the Cowboys.
Okay, but I feel like he could have thrown for like five. He was lighting up the Cowboys in that game. Okay.
But like, they had a stretch of games after their bye week where they beat Vegas. He threw for 151. They beat Philly in overtime. He threw 139. And then they beat Kansas City in Kansas City, and he threw for 210. So he's not, you know, he had a few games earlier in the year that were pretty big against Indianapolis. Actually, was the game he went crazy. They were over 400 yards against.
Well, that's because they were down by like 30 points.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. True. You're right. And they lost that game by two touchdowns. So you're right. So that you throw that one out a little bit. I guess maybe his average is more like that.
Well,
right?
And you highlighted this too. It's somewhat their offensive line. And then it's somewhat Vegas doesn't expect much out of their receivers.
Over-unders,
Diggs is at 56.5. You think that's going to smash, right?
I like that. That's the one I like the most out of all those. Yeah, and I think it's part because Mac Hollins is out. I think Derwin James can slow down Hunter Henry. I think that, I don't really have a lot of confidence in Pop Douglas. You mentioned Kayshon Booty's popped up on the injury report.
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, so right.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's playoff game.
Primetime yes. Steph Diggs, and who else are they going to throw to? If Derwin James is going to not erase, but he's going to limit Hunter Henry, And if Booty's not 100%, and if there is no Mac Hollins, you got to throw to somebody.
Yeah.
So you think the Diggs number is going to smash. Next up on the board is Ladd McConkey at 42.5, just ahead of Hunter Henry at 41.5.
Yeah.
And then it's Johnson 36.5, Allen 34.5, Taylor Kyles' guy, Rondae Gadsden at 31.5.
So that one's not bad, especially you mentioned, you know, sprinkle a little touchdown at plus 280. We do have a wild card Bozo parlay coming up in grab bag for those wondering.
Oh yeah, we also the Misfit Moneymaker parlay is in as well.
I don't know why they brought Terp back in.
We'll have to compare and contrast.
All due respect to Terp.
Yeah, I know we really respect Terp quite a bit. But he just cursed Josh Jacobs and then Jameer Gibbs.
Yeah.
And has ruined a bunch of parlays this year. But
find out who he's going to.
But otherwise, all due respect to Terp.
Yeah. Out of the Chargers guys, I guess I would say maybe Ladd McConkey is the most likely to go over. He had that great game against them last year. And even though his season was down this year, if he could stay away from Gonzo, and whether it's Marcus Jones or at times Carlton Davis, I think he'll have a good game.
Unless the Patriots completely change how they play defense, he's not going to see any snaps on Gonzo, I don't think.
Yeah, right.
You know, now.
Depending on where they move him around to.
Well, but if they're smart, they don't. You know where Gonzo's going to be.
If the Patriots
play defense the way they play defense all year, you know where Gonzo's going to be. And so, if you want to have, if you want to target one of your bigger receivers on a certain play, you can line up Ladd over there. But my guess is he's going to see very little of Gonzo because you know what the Patriots are going to do.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, yeah. So another one. So Texter is talking about you got to watch out for Herbert running. That's another one that I like. Herbert over rushing yards. I think he's going to have to.
It is a high number for a quarterback, 30.5.
Yeah.
But I
think he has to, though.
I'm with you. I think he can do that. And it's higher than Drake Maye's. For as much as we think of Drake Maye's mobility.
I think he averaged that, though.
Herbert,
I think, averaged around 30-plus yards rushing.
Herbert is a good athlete, and Greg Roman wants his quarterbacks to run. He was with Lamar in Baltimore, and since he's gotten there last year, and especially this year, Herbert runs quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a healthy number and a smart bet. What do the over-unders tell you about this weekend's matchup? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We have Keys.
Oh,
at 1
doctor.
O'clock. There they are.
They're here.
Playoff Keys for Pats and Chargers at 1. Milton Williams on the way on a Patriots Friday. And up next, the Week in Review.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.